Judge Stevens started off with a description of the Alaska court system and then a rundown on Southeast courts. For the region, there are judges only in Juneau, Ketchikan, and Sitka. Smaller communities have magistrates for day-to-day operations, and then judges from the Big Three travel to those towns to take care of big issues.
Craig is by far the busiest court outside of the Big Three. I think it handles more cases on an annual basis than Petersburg and Wrangell put together, or a comparable number. It's an extremely busy court, and it's one of the locations that has a full-time magistrate judge.
Stevens also notes some interesting statistics. He says that criminal cases in Ketchikan spiked in 2002 with 2,019 cases filed. As of last year, that number had dropped about 50%. Then for this year...
At this point, looking at what number we're at right now, and it's almost the end of the eighth month, I don't think we're going to make 1,000 criminal cases filed this year. So for whatever reason, that's good news for the community, that there's been a substantial reduction. I can't say in crime because I don't know exactly what's happening out on the streets, but I think it's indicative of a reduction in crime.
Civil cases, though, are up about 30%, and Stevens guesses that increase is related primarily to more domestic relations cases. He also notes that mental health commitment cases are increasing. Stevens says it's fortunate that the Ketchikan Medical Center offers mental health evaluations and that Gateway Center for Human Services under Aquila has on-call clinicians who respond when needed.
I'm hopeful that the next step that we'll take in this community is to develop, build a treatment facility so that when somebody is subject to a 30-day order, they're not sent on a plane to Juneau, to Bartlett, which is the nearest such facility, or to API if Bartlett's not available.
Another trend Stephen notes is a change in the type of drug cases seen in the courts. A few years ago, it was marijuana, OxyContin, and cocaine. Now, he says, it's marijuana and heroin. Looking toward the future, Stephen says that very soon the court system will use electronic filing for all cases.
Southeast Alaska has taken a first step in this direction. In 2011, the Alaska Supreme Court gave the districts, and there are four of us in Chaw Geographic, the option of the presiding judge issuing an order that allows for e-filing. We're the only district that's done it. We've been doing it since November of last year. If you want to file something, you can do so as long as it's not too big by computer. We still print those out and put the paper in a file. We're not that far down the road yet.
Stevens also spent some time talking about jury duty.
First thing I want to say is the local folks have no control over who's called in for jury service.
Jury duty is a topic of interest to most Alaskans because with the state's small population, citizens are called often to serve. On top of that, the smaller a community's population, the longer the term of service. In Ketchikan, trial jurors serve for 1 month, but on Prince of Wales Island, they serve a 3-month stint. Stephen says he's part of a statewide committee to look at improving jury service. One topic will be the best way to notify jurors if there is a trial. Now jurors must call a telephone number and listen to a message. He says that could change to notification by email or through a website. Stevens is the presiding judge for the 1st Judicial District. Before he was appointed to the bench, he worked as a private lawyer and was Ketchikan's district attorney. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.